West.
Thanks, Simon. Now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Tuesday the 6th of May. The general synopsis at midnight. High Shannon 1,028, expected Malin 1,027 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking north at Sirrah. Northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. South at Sirrah. Northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasional 3 later in east, mainly fair, good. Forties, north or northwest 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Cromarty, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Forth, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Tyne, variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Dogger, north or northwest 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. German Bight, north or northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, north or northeast 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Thames, Dover, White, north or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Portland, Plymouth, north or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, north or northeast 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. South Fitzroy, northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in southeast, showers, good, occasionally moderate. North Fitzroy, Seoul, easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lundy, Fastnet, northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, mainly fair, good. Irish Sea, variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Shannon, variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Rockall, southerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in north, mainly fair, good. Malin, variable 4 or less, mainly fair, good. Hebrides, southerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in north, fair, good. Bailey, south or southwest 2 to 4, rain in north, good, occasionally poor in north. Fair Isle, west or southwest 2 to 4, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Faroes, westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 until later in north. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. And southeast Iceland, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, rain, fog patches in north, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in north. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, northwest, 3, 16 miles, 1026 now rising. Stornoway, west by south, 1, 24 miles, 1026 falling slowly. Lerwick, northwest by west, 4, 19 miles, 1023 steady. Lucas, west-southwest, 1, 16 miles, 1026 falling slowly. Bridlington, northwest, 1, 1025 falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast, 5, 11 miles, 1022. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by north, 5, 11 miles, 1022. Jersey, northeast, 4, 19 miles, 1022, now rising. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast, 5, 11 miles, 1023. Scilly Automatic, east-northeast, 4, 14 miles, 1024 now rising. Valentia, east-northeast, 1, 27 miles, 1027 falling slowly. Ronald's Way, north by west, 2, 27 miles, 1026 now rising. Malin Head, southwest, 2, 24 miles, 1,027 steady. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. The general situation: high pressure will continue to lie centred to the northwest of the United Kingdom, bringing plenty of fair weather and light or moderate winds for most, with a stronger, mainly northeasterly flow affecting some southern coasts at times. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 4 or less, mainly fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 4 or less, fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable, mainly east or southeast later, 2 to 4. Mainly fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. North or northwest, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers later in south, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Northerly or northeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in south. Showers until later, good, occasionally moderate. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6. Showers until later in east, good, occasionally moderate in east. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Mainly fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. North or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Mainly fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Variable, becoming north or northeast later, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable, mainly northwest for a time later, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Isle of Man. Variable, mainly northwest, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable 2 to 4. Mainly fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable 2 to 4. Mainly fair, good. And Shetland Isles. West or northwest, backing southwest later, 2 to 4. Showers, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now on BBC Radio 4, it's time for prayer for the day, with the Minister of Canongate Kirk in Edinburgh, Neil Gardner.
Good morning. It's 2 years to the day since Their Majesties the King and Queen were crowned in that impressive service at Westminster Abbey. At least one of the official photographs of that memorable day is currently on display at the King's Gallery at the Palace of Holyrood House here in Edinburgh, as part of an exhibition celebrating a century of royal portrait photography. One of the most striking blends both formal and informal. It's Julian Calder's portrait of the late Queen, depicting her as Queen of Scots, sovereign of the most ancient and most noble Order of the Thistle, and Chief of Chiefs. Her Majesty is pictured in a glittering tiara and the flowing green robe of the Order of the Thistle. So far, so conventional. But she's photographed outside, standing under a glowering sky amidst the purple heather flourishing by the Gelder Burn on the Balmoral Estate. Mountains and glens melt into the mist in the far distance. I can't begin to imagine what the logistics and negotiations over such a picture must have involved, but we're left with a sense of how much the landscape of Royal Deeside meant to our late Chief of Chiefs, and a powerful image of majesty amongst the majesty of creation. A reminder too that if such a landscape is to remain as timeless as it has always seemed, then the wise and careful stewardship of creation, which many Christians see as a gift from God, is a responsibility for every one of us. Loving God, we thank you for that majesty of creation all around us, and not least in these weeks after Easter, we thank you for Jesus Christ, our King of Kings. Amen.
Prayer for the day with the Reverend Neil Gardner. Now on BBC Radio 4, it's Farming Today with Charlotte Smith.
Good morning. Today, warnings of drought in Scotland.
At this present point in time, we're in the process of preparing for the drought issue, but realistically, we're hoping rain comes and that prevents us going into any significant water scarcity.
More on that later, but let's start with one of the most seasonal of seasonal veg, asparagus. Traditionally, the spears of this crop are only picked from the 23rd of April, St George's Day, to the 21st of June, the longest day of the year. So it's crucial for growers to have their best produce ready at the right time. Not only that, getting it to market and making sure its quality is perfect can pay real dividends when you're supplying top-end restaurants and catering. Andy Allen at Portwood Asparagus in Norfolk mostly grows his crop for chefs, trading through London's New Covent Garden Market. This year he decided to welcome the whole